Michael Avery with Classic Business.
Working out how much is just enough to save for retirement, I think, is for most people really not a priority. I think simply just making ends meet in this environment is a struggle, as I was just chatting to Dr. Roelof Botha about. But realistic retirement planning is critically important if we want our retirement income to match what we expect it will be. Well, Bjorn Ladewig, a longevity actuary at Just, joins us for this week's personal finance feature. Evening, Bjorn.
Hi, Michael and listeners.
I understand that you've recently done some research and found that what South Africans are saving and what they are expecting to get as a retirement income from that savings isn't going to match their expectations. No surprises there. Just tell us a little bit more about what the research found.
Okay, let me do that. That's quite interesting what we found, Michael. We did a study called the Just Retirement Insights last year. We spoke to 345 people across the country, different ages from age 55 to 85, and we found a few unfortunately shocking things. The first is that on average those people expect to receive around 12,000 in retirement. That's what they want to have as an income, but in fact they only have 1.8 million average savings. And what we see, unfortunately, is that that is simply not enough to cover those. In fact, you'd need quite a bit more.
Bjorn, just wait right there, because I need quite a bit more time with you. But first, we've got to cross to Nkwazi to find out what's happening out in the world.
Michael Avery with Classic Business.
Well, welcome back to your personal finance feature this Monday. I've got Bjorn Ladewig, longevity actuary at Just, and we're talking about saving for retirement, something we're just not very good at in South Africa. I think the numbers show that only 6% of us will save with whatever enough is in your world. So, Bjorn, how much do pensioners need to have saved up if they want to receive a monthly income of only 12,000 rand a month? Bjorn, are you there?
Hi, Michael. Apologies for that. What we found is that if you require, and on average, the respondents said they need about 12,000 rands per month. If you require that, you need to save up to 2.2 million rand for that pot to last you for your lifetime. And we saw that, in fact, they only have 1.8 million rand. So that's quite low. That conversion, or that income rate, as we call it, looks at a lifetime income. So something that will give you income for the rest of your life. And we've worked, as an example, with a couple where the male is age 65 and the spouse, the female spouse, is age 61. So that's quite a bit that is required for such an income, and that is why we say there is just that gap between what people expect to be able to get in retirement and what they will get in reality.
And what percentage of their final salary are South Africans actually getting per month?
So if I refer to another report, it's a Schroeder's report, where they state that, in fact, they're getting about 59% on average of their final salary. But again, their expectation would have been to rather get an 80% of final salary. So there's also that gap coming through in other studies that we're seeing across the market.
And if you think about it, a lot of the surveys show that the bulk of middle-income consumers in South Africa are spending most of their income in the first few days after that salary lands in your bank account. It's just eaten away by debit orders and the beeping away on your cell phone. So how is debt affecting monthly income in retirement?
Yes, and that's definitely quite worrying. We need to save for retirement, and if on average we're spending so much of our money so quickly, there's not much left to save. Or what I'd be even more worried about is that people even use up their savings, which were actually meant for retirement. So it's a real issue that we're dealing with, and we can't underestimate the power of starting to save early in your life. Just to have that interest upon interest, just that build up over time to have enough at retirement.
And then throw into that the fact that we are expected to be living a whole lot longer, and you've really just got a compounded problem. What's the solution here as we run out of time, Bjorn? Because we haven't been able to move the needle on this issue for, well, three decades, ever since we moved from the DB to the DC system. In fact, it looks like things have actually gotten marginally worse.
I think that the biggest thing is education and just knowing what you think you'd expect in retirement. And we'd always say that if you're having questions, financial questions that you struggle with, speak to a financial expert, speak to an advisor that can help you. So that knowledge and education just remains very, very important and powerful.
Bjorn Lodewijk, longevity actuary at Just, with some advice for you in this week's personal finance feature. Retirement is an inevitability, and the problem is, the sad reality is, we just don't talk about it enough in South Africa, and we certainly don't save for it half as well as we should.